The following is an exclusive presentation of Rave TV.
Intercepted, Lardarius Webb, he's going all the way, on Torrey Smith, what a grab, huge hit, Aloney Nada forces the ball loose, and the Ravens have recovered, defends the man, Ray Rice in for the touchdown, the Baltimore Ravens are Super Bowl champions.
On a cold and windy day at M&T Bank Stadium, Jonathan Ogden receives his Hall of Fame ring. A fitting tribute to a great player and a guy who knows all too well what it's like to be in the playoff hunt. Hello again, everyone. Welcome to One Winning Drive. I'm Keith Mills. Cadre Ismail joins us shortly for today's Q&A segment. Now, the Ravens tighten the AFC playoff race by soundly beating the Jets on Sunday with a defense that kept the Jets in check for most of the day and a couple of long strikes by the offense, one of which would prove to put the game out of reach. It was the first of three straight home games for the Ravens, and they were ready.
Jets ranked 18th in the NFL in third down offense. Geno Smith in the shotgun on this opening possession. Inside handoff to Ivory, stacked up at the line. And the Jets are going to have to bring the punt team on. Two receivers to the right. Makes the inside handoff, cribs the throw, fires far sideline, and he's got Geno Smith across midfield. Takes the snap from the gun, steps up, throws incomplete. Folks' kick is up, and it is good, and the Jets strike first.
All game long, it's going to be a college game. Inside run with boots. Matt, you're right. Sit right over there. You can do the run like you did. Okay,
Exactly.
If they're going to run like that, then that's fine.
Flacco on second down, play action. Steps up, crossing pattern. Wide open, Jacoby Jones at the 40-yard line. Deeks one tackler. Joe Flacco splits out wide to the right. Taylor fakes the handoff, runs to the left side. He's got an edge, gets around it. Midfield, Jet territory, 45, 40-yard line.
First off, it was a great win for the team. But for me to get out there and make some plays was definitely a great feeling for me to get out there and showcase some of the things that I can do, as well as help the offense and help the team. The main thing is to take care of the football. That's the first objective. But to give the defense a different look and to throw them off, this defense, we knew that they had a bunch of checks and some looks that they could give us that maybe we could catch them off balance.
Four-man front for the Jets. No blitz coming. Flacco pushed out of the pocket, running to the left, trying to buy time. Slings it complete to Ed Dixon inside the 20, and Dixon is flung down.
Those are things we work on all season and in the offseason. So little plays like that starting to show up more and more now. And we might have wanted to have more touchdowns than field goals, but we got the money kicker, so the points are good.
Sam Cook to a hold. Snap is good. Hold down. Kick up on the way. And we are tied at three with 2 minutes to play in the opening quarter. Play clock at three. Smith takes the snap from the shotgun under pressure. Slips out of the sack, running to the left. Tucks the ball away. And he's going to be chased out of bounds, shy of the first down.
If you get here, bro, he's stepping in. And then what?
What you mean? That's me pushing the guard right there. See where I'm at?
Yeah, I know, but what I'm saying, he's stepping up. Grab him.
Yeah, I missed it right here.
Oh, he
went out there. He went out that way. He stepped up.
He went out this
way. He went out this way.
Flacco to throw on first down. Good protection. Firing deep. Near sideline. He wants Torrey Smith. Smith has it at the Jet 40-yard line. Still on his feet and finally shoved out of bounds.
It wasn't necessarily my first guy, but I thought I'd give him a quick peek before I got into my actual progression just because he was pressed and I thought I could get a good look to see if Torrey beat him off the ball, and I thought Torrey did. I thought he beat him off the ball, so I just stayed with him and gave him a chance, and Torrey, you know, made a nice catch on that one.
I think that says a lot about Joe's arm strength, and, you know, we were able to connect on a couple of days, which is huge for our offense. You know, they feed off of the big play, and not that we're dependent on it, but it always helps, you know, when you can get chunks of yardage like that, and, you know, our defense, our offense, when we get those plays going, it's generally a good day for us.
From the right hash mark, Tucker's kick is up and good. The Ravens have their first lead of the afternoon. Justin Tucker kicks it off. Josh Cribbs will field it on the run. Bobbles it at the 5. He's across the 10, 15, 20, 25. That'll be pulled down.
Dude, I kicked that last kickoff. Like, I felt like I hit that better than I ever hit any ball in my life. Ball answered like the 12.
Third down and long for Geno Smith. Greg Salas comes in motion, hits the ball on the snap. It's loose, and the Ravens recover at the Jets' 19-yard line. Terrell Suggs falls on the ball.
Who?
Like, no, it's not.
You wanted to do that dance, huh?
Yeah, I wanted to do the money dance.
I don't bat, I do the money dance.
Flacco on second down, firing, intercepted at the 10-yard line, far sideline. Antonio Cromartie has it, and he's taken out of bounds at the 29-yard line.
Thought Joe was sharp, you know, obviously threw the ball really well. The one interception was kind of a route that wasn't run exactly right. So that was more of a miscommunication, I guess you'd say, than anything. But he made a lot of good throws into the wind. He was really sharp around the offense, getting us into plays. We did a really good job with where we ran, what part of the defense we ran at, and Joe did a good job with that.
Second and seven, backs in the eye. Smith the throw, hit, and sacked. Hit him! Darryl Smith came strong up the middle and applies the sack.
I mean, it was a great call, man. Came underneath and try to... Typically, I don't go to try to blast the quarterback. I like to go make the sure sack. But, you know, he ducked up under me. And Darryl, you know, he's a playmaker, man. He was able to clean it up.
Fuck, that's a player.
Hey, who missed him? Hey, who missed him? That was you, dude. Thank you, dog. Hey, my dog. I appreciate it. You got plenty. Fuck. I'm going to share with you.
That's a player, man.
Flacco on second down, throws complete to Dixon, near sideline, 45, midfield, Jet territory, 45, barrels into him, Jet, through, and Reed gets inside the 35-yard line and down to the 33.
Harp did a great job getting us prepared for this. I mean, we know the type of coach that Rex Ryan wants to be. He wants to be physical. He was here in the past, and we had to match that physicality, definitely on offense. And letting our guys play and come off the ball and hit guys, and I think we did a great job of that.
Approaching the 5-minute mark left in the half. Flacco on second and long. Blitz pressure coming. He beats it complete. Ed Dixon, Jet 30, and he's picking off his feet at the 25-yard line. Tucker 2-for-2 on the afternoon. Wind blowing. Tucker's kick is up, and it is good. 3-for-3 for Tucker, and the Ravens extend their lead to 9-3.
So the Ravens hit the break with a 9-3 lead. Joe Flacco's 60-yard pass to Torrey Smith sets up one of three Justin Tucker field goals, and the Ravens' defense holds the Jets to 34 yards passing in the first half. When we come back, the second half highlights as Jacoby Jones and Corey Graham help the Ravens finish strong.
The Thompson Creek Window Company's presentation of One Winning Drive is brought to you by M&T Bank, proud to be the official bank of the Baltimore Ravens, and by Thompson Creek Window Company, the official window company of the Baltimore Ravens.